بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of ghiba. Ghiba is backbiting. Today's hadith will give us a little bit more of an understanding of what is meant by backbiting, and also the chapter is dealing with the protection of the tongue. In other words, a person being careful of his speech, extremely careful of his speech. Yesterday we did a long hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining to us various good a'mal, many a'mal, and in the end Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you what is the thing that will gather, fortify all these actions that were mentioned? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out his tongue, he held it, and he said, kuffa alayka hadha, that restrain this, hold this, control this tongue of yours. This is the thing that will fortify all your good actions. So therefore we have to be very careful as far as our speech is concerned. The fitrat of insan is, if somebody provokes him, then immediately he wants to start speaking. Sometimes he doesn't think, what is the consequence of my speech? Let that person have a piece of my mind. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Damud Barakatuh mentions very nicely, he says that a person says, I let this person have a piece of my mind, and I let that person have a piece of my mind, and then let the next person have a piece of my mind. He said, if you're going to let so many people have a piece of your mind, then what mind you'll have left? You won't have any mind left after that. So therefore a person, he must be careful of what he says. Sometimes we feel that I must let that person know what I'm thinking, and then he lets go all type of vulgarities. So a Muslim is one that's very careful as far as his speech is concerned. The better thing to do, a person is not sure, he should keep quiet. At the beginning, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi had brought that usul, that where your speech has the potential of good and the potential of evil, then the intelligent thing to do at that time, the sunnah to do at that time, is to refrain from speaking, so that your speech doesn't end up in evil. So therefore a person must always think about the anjam, the consequences of his speech. So today we do a hadith that speaks a little bit about ghibat, and what is not ghibat, but becomes slander. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, atadruna mal ghibah? قالوا الله رسوله أعلم قال ذكرك أخاك بما يكره قيل أفرأيت إن كان في أخي ما أقول قال إن كان فيه ما تقول فقد أخطبته وإن لم يكن فيه ما تقول فقد بهته رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, do you know what is backbiting? The Sahaba replied, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. This was a standard answer that Sahaba would tell or reply to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a very great amount of adab and respect in this answer that they would give. They would never try to give anything from their own pocket, from their own side. And here there's a question by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. And how they would answer, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. To such an extent that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Arafah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, do you know what day this is? What place this is? Now it was almost impossible for them not to know that it was the day of Arafah. It was impossible for them not to know that it was the place of Arafah. But this was the answer that they had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam know best. In other words, in front of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know nothing. We know nothing in front of the Nabi of Allah. He knows best. So it's best if he gives the answer. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's asked the question was, what is ghibah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is giving the answer, that speaking about your brother in a manner which he dislikes. In other words, you speak something about him, that if he were to come to know about what you spoke, he would dislike. That you spoke this about me, or you said this. Now he would dislike what he heard. That now is ghibah. You spoke about your brother, about something that if he came to know about it, he would have disliked it. So therefore, this now is a very nice, clear definition of what ghibah is. Anything you speak about your brother, if he comes to know about it, and he'll dislike it. In other words, it's something bad you spoke about him. Something bad you spoke about him, and he dislikes it. So now this is behind his back. So this is ghibah. You know, behind his back means that where he is not present, you spoke something about him, and he dislikes it, this is ghibah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then asked, that what if my brother is as I say? In other words, I spoke something about him, but what I spoke is the truth. This was the question, very pertinent question. What if what I said is the truth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, If what you say is found in him, you have certainly engaged in backbiting about him. And what you say is not found in him, you have slandered him. A very broad principle is taught to us, that if what you said is found in him, it's true, then that is ghibat. And what you said is not found in him, then you have slandered your brother by saying these words. So this is something that is very, very important. Very often you hear people saying that what's wrong? What I'm saying is true. He has these qualities in him, or she has these qualities in her. So what's wrong? So this question is a very, very dangerous question. When Allah Ta'ala has mentioned something to be wrong, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned something to be wrong, and then we say, what's wrong if I say these qualities are found in the person? So we're actually being directly opposing Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Shami rahmatullah alayh has mentioned that many ulama of the view, if something is clearly mentioned to be haram, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many narrations has mentioned it also to be impermissible, so therefore now it's known to be haram, and the person says, what's wrong in that? This actually leads to kufr. Actually leads to kufr, a person losing his iman, and something is wrong, and he says, what's wrong? So therefore we must be very careful. So ghibat is something that's serious. We shouldn't be engaging in anything that our brother or Muslim person comes to know. Any person comes to know that this is incorrect, it's something that he dislikes, and we're speaking about it, and that is ghibat. So we should therefore be careful what we speak. This hadith we should keep in front of us all the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man samata najah, that person who remains silent, that person will be successful. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality. Sometimes we feel we all have to add our 2 cents to the conversation. We have to say this and have to say that. There's a different issue, completely different issue, where there is a person that is a means of imani harm to someone, or is a means of dunyawi harm to someone. For example, dunyawi harm will be, there's a fraudster that is defrauding half the community with his stories or with his items that he's selling, he may be presenting. Now when you speak about a person, you actually, this won't be ghibat, because now we're conveying a message for the protection of people's wealth, or for the people's iman. There may be somebody that's giving a wrong perception of Islam. For example, someone that's promoting intermingling, someone that's promoting television, someone that's promoting photography, someone that's promoting things that Islam, then Sharia doesn't like. Now to go and speak and warn the people that be careful of such a person, then that won't be ghibat. Why? Because there's some imani harm that is coming to people. So you, to prevent that imani harm, you're speaking about that person. Or if there's some dunyawi harm, as I explained, person may be a drug addict. You know, I'm warning a person, be careful, your son is very close to this boy. This boy, we know him to be a drug addict. So in other words, to save his son, you are now mentioning a fault of another person, because now this is protecting that boy from getting involved in drugs. So something like that, Sharia doesn't mind. To protect somebody's wealth, or to protect someone's iman, then to speak about another person, there's no harm. But the problem is, when we speak unnecessarily about somebody, there's no benefit at all, and we are going into the red line, we are transgressing, and we are going completely into the wrong. Therefore, in a situation like that, completely silent, we don't speak about anyone. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.